KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies this morning, cloudy skies this afternoon, a chance of light snow developing late, and winds increasing anywhere from 20 to 45 miles per hour. There is a wind advisory that goes in effect for the far west and southwest counties at noon, and that'll run until 6 p.m. And for the remainder of the listing area, including Cass County, from noon today through 6 p.m. on Thursday. Our news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said one person died as the result of an all-terrain vehicle accident Tuesday in rural Shenandoah. The accident occurred in the 4100 block of 175th Street. Authorities are not releasing any additional information about the incident until the victim's relatives have been notified. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted in their investigation of the incident by the Iowa State Patrol, the DNR, the Fremont County Coroner's Office, and Shenandoah Fire and Rescue. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon Sluter. Kinsey has had a great program on new planter sales, and we've been moving a good number of them. In the meantime, we've traded for a great selection of used Kinsey planters. Not only do we have 24 rows, 16 rows, but just recently we've traded for a number of nice 3,600, 12 rows. Most all of them with interplant. We've got some that are bulk fill. Some of them just 1 year old. We've got a few of them a couple years old. There's been a lot of demand on the 12 rows, and so they've been moving out. So if you're thinking about a good used one, give us a holler. If you're thinking about precision farming, the electric shutoffs on the Kinsey planters, we've got a number of programs available for those. We've got excellent guys, Chad, Adam, and Ryan, do a super job, plus some additional guys available to help you. So give us a holler. We can kind of set the planter up any way that you'd prefer. Interest rates are about as low right now as they could be, so we can fix you up with a real good rate on any new or used Kinsey planter. Give us a call, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
Police and Council Bluffs are investigating the robbery early this morning of a convenience store on North 16th Street. Officials say at around 2:55 a.m., a white male entered the Bucky's store at 15 North 16th Street. The man approached the counter, displayed a handgun, and demanded money. He got away with an undetermined amount of cash. There were no injuries reported. The suspect was described as being about 5 feet 8 to 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing about 150 to 160 pounds. He wore dark clothing with gloves, a baseball cap with a light-colored bill, and a red bandana around his face. Anyone with information about that robbery in Council Bluffs is asked to call the police department there at 712-328-4728. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved more than $1.5 million in funding for the Safe Routes to School program projects, nearly $5.3 million for 11 statewide transportation enhancement program or TEP projects, and more than $1.2 million for 6 recreational trail program projects. The appropriations were approved during the commission's meeting in Ames. Here in our area, the IDOT Commission approved $236,000 for the Shenandoah Safe Routes to School program, which was created in Iowa in 2005 using federal transportation funds. Its purpose is to increase the number of children safely walking and bicycling to school. The IDOT Commission also approved a $530,000 award to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation for the Great River Road Scenic Byway and Lus Hills Byway projects, and $554,000 to the Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development for the Interpreting Iowa's Byways Project, which involves the development and implementation of an interpretive master plan. Funds for the projects come from the statewide TEP. The DOT Commission on Tuesday also approved a $300,000 Recreational Trails Program Award to Coon Rapids and Creating Great Places for the Herndon to Coon Rapids segment of the American Discovery Trail. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is addressing concerns about his agency's plan to close 259 USDA offices, labs, and other facilities, one of which is here in southwest Iowa. Vilsack, a former Iowa governor, told reporters at a teleconference on Tuesday that the closures are in response to congressional budget cuts. The goal is to trim the USDA expenses by $150 million a year.
We basically worked to reduce the travel conference and supply budget by $90 million and basically allowed us to free up those resources within the budget to maintain staff. We took a look at process improvement to try to figure out how we could speed up the work that we did because we would have fewer people.
And Vilsack does not anticipate widespread layoffs as nearly 7,000 USDA employees took early retirement last year and many workers will be given the opportunity to transfer to other offices. Critics of the plan have raised concerns about the possible effect on food safety.
I want to be very clear about this. The office closings that we announced in the food safety area are about administrative personnel. They are not about inspectors. We did not deal with the inspector issue at all. We're still going to be in every single plant. The inspectors will continue to do the work that they're doing in those plants, and it will have no impact whatsoever on our responsibility to ensure the safety of the food supply in the United States.
In Iowa, the so-called blueprint for a stronger service would close three Farm Service Agency offices. They're located in Appanoose, Decatur, and Union counties. In addition, a Natural Resource Conservation office in Jefferson County would be shut down. Vilsack said that public hearings will be held within 90 days in counties where the offices are to be closed. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon Sluter. Kinsey has had a great program on new planter sales, and we've been moving a good number of them. In the meantime, we've traded for a great selection of used Kinsey planters. Not only do we have 24 rows, 16 rows, but just recently we've traded for a number of nice 3,600, 12 rows. Most all of them with interplant. We've got some that are bulk fill. Some of them just 1 year old. We've got a few of them a couple years old. There's been a lot of demand on the 12 rows, and so they've been moving out. So if you're thinking about a good used one, give us a holler. If you're thinking about precision farming, the electric shutoffs on the Kinsey planters, we've got a number of programs available for those. We've got excellent guys, Chad, Adam, and Ryan, do a super job, plus some additional guys available to help you. So give us a holler. We can kind of set the planter up any way that you'd prefer. Interest rates are about as low right now as they could be, so we can fix you up with a real good rate on any new or used Kinsey planter. Give us a call, Lindemann Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Jim Matteson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Jim Matteson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gladys Hansen, age 89, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gladys Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Dennis Allen Armstrong, age 46, of Harlan, died January 4th at his home. Memorial services for Dennis Armstrong will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Maisie Rice, age 93, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Maisie Rice will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diane Zapp, age 75, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Diane Zapp will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Arlene Reapy, age 95, of Griswold, died Thursday. Funeral services for Arlene Reapy will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Frank David Clark, age 64, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Clark will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 75-year-old Larry P. Torrey of Council Bluffs died Sunday. Funeral services for Larry Torrey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bob Swanson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A memorial service for Bob Swanson will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Leanna Jensen of Harlan, age 104, died Saturday. Funeral services for Leanna Jensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ewalt, age 84, of Manila, died Monday. Services for Dolores Ewalt are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And James Lewis, age 54, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. There are no services planned for James Lewis. There is an open visitation today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of our news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.